Hey, you're listening to the Speaking of Music podcast.
Hey guys, we're back.
And today we are so excited to be talking about Rare by Selena Gomez. So let's jump right into background information.
So Rare is the third studio album from Selena Gomez, and it was kind of like her comeback after she spent a couple years out of the public eye. And it was released January 10th, 2020. And the singles were Look at Her Now, Lose You to Love Me, and Rare. And the standard edition has 13 tracks, and the deluxe had 4 additional tracks.
Okay, so we're just going to talk about the standard edition. And we kind of feel like this conversation is long overdue since we started the podcast. This is kind of like an interesting pop album that we feel like we need to talk about. And I know there is some new stuff that just came out, so we're going to be listening to that and releasing episodes on that super soon. But for now, let's go back to 2020 for a second, and we'll start with rankings.
Okay, so I can start with my ranking. So we have Vulnerable, Rare, Ring, People You Know, Let Me Get Me, Lose You to Love Me, Cut You Off, Dance Again, Fun, Look at Her Now, Kinda Crazy, Crowded Room, and A Sweeter Place.
My rankings are Rare, Ring, Vulnerable, Let Me Get Me, People You Know, Lose You to Love Me, Look at Her Now, Fun, Kinda Crazy, Cut You Off, Dance Again, Crowded Room, and A Sweeter Place.
And mine are Rare, Vulnerable, People You Know, Lose You to Love Me, Ring, Let Me Get Me, Look at Her Now, Crowded Room, Fun, A Sweeter Place, Cut You Off, Dance Again, and Kinda Crazy.
Okay, so right off the bat, we do have some differences. So let's start off with one that we all agree on, which is Rare,
the title track of the album, and one that did not disappoint.
I think this song is really interesting because obviously she likes the idea of Rare. It's the name of the song, it's the name of the album, and it's the name of her beauty brand. Mm-hmm. And I think the chorus really encapsulates what she wanted to talk about in this album, like how she wanted to put herself out again into the public eye as someone who is healing, someone who knows her self-worth, and someone who is ready to move on from a really rough relationship. And I think that she really does a good job with that. And the concept of being rare is really well done. It feels like you don't care. Why don't you recognize I'm so rare? And then she's saying that there is someone else out there that is going to recognize that she is an like just a deserving individual one day. And I feel like that's really important. And it's good that she started the album off this way.
Since Sophia covered a more lyrical note, I wanted to kind of start in with some of the instrumentals that I really liked. So right off the bat, I think it's a very captivating track because we get kind of this isolated drum with just her voice. It's very, very much like a spotlight. And then I don't know why, but the percussion throughout this entire song was just so satisfying to me. I loved how it worked with the chorus and like the flow of the song and the way she said things. Like, I feel like the percussion just like scratched an itch in my brain. I loved it so much.
Yeah, I think the production was done really well in this song. And I also like the melody and the flow of like the pre-chorus to the chorus. And I like in the chorus line where you get the title of the song, why don't you recognize I'm so rare? I like how the first part is like quickly said, and then it like slows for the I'm so rare part, which I think really works in like highlighting the rare word of the song. The only issue I have with the song is a singular lyric in the pre-chorus, which is burning toast in the toaster.
It's kind of funny because it like, comes out of nowhere.
It is funny.
I get what she was trying to say. She's trying to be like, I saw us getting older and doing domestic things. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I saw that too, but it just came out of nowhere and I like laughed
every time I listened to it. She saw them getting older, burning toast in the toaster. And I feel like it's something, it's very celebrity of them, like not being able to make toast.
Right? In a toaster, right? Like, okay. Anyways, that singular lyric is.
Okay, one last closing thought about Rare. You know that TikTok trend where there was like that guy dancing in slow motion and he'd just be spinning around in circles and it was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
This song can do it really well. I'm so rare.
the broken,
yeah,
like rhythm of it
and the drums,
yeah,
that Anusha was talking about earlier. Okay, so let's move on to the next track.
Speaking of dancing, yes, we're gonna move on to Dance Again. We definitely had a lot of thoughts about this one. The first thing I thought when I listened to the song was the part in the pre-chorus where she says, "I kickstart the rhythm." Like that, actually, I think that entire part gave me such Wizards of Waverly Place vibes. Like the songs from that soundtrack and like the melody of that pre-chorus, I just connected to my brain. But aside from that,
I mean, I think this track is definitely interesting because she goes, feel so good to dance again. Like, she's dance. Pulling a Dua Lipa on us right now.
Literally.
She's talking about dancing with, like, a weird, like, emphasis on the A.
And, yeah.
But honestly, it's fine. I think that she covers a lot of, like, she's very consistent with her topics in this album. And she pulls out, you know, in the second verse, Vulnerable, which, knowing the track list, you know, Vulnerable is going to be a song. And she talks about, like, moving on, feels so good to dance again. And that's something she does talk about in the rest of her tracks. And I feel like this was just kind of like a fun song that kind of covers some deep things at the same time. It did what it needed to do. It just, I mean, it wasn't my favorite, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it could have been, like, if I were to think of this song as a concept, I feel like the song should be more, like, dancey, you know what I mean?
I think it is dancey. It's very clubby.
But it could be, like, I kind of see where Victoria is coming from. Like, it could be a little bit more, like, groovy.
But the thing is that it makes sense the way it ended up because it fits the sound of the album.
Exactly.
And, like, the flow of the album. But it could have been more a little more interesting production-wise.
Yeah. But I feel like the point is, like, the background, like, music was very much, like, you walk into a club and you're just, like, you know, like, it's, like, that beat that everyone, like, nobody cares what the words are, nobody cares what the music is, you just have to kind of, like, move around to it and hope that it, like, looks okay.
Okay, so let's move on to the next track, which is Look at Her Now.
I'm a Look at Her Now stan. Before we say anything, Victoria, I know she's going to have problems. I know you're going to have problems. I'm a Look at Her Now stan.
I know. Very clearly. I think, no, you and Victoria have it at the same place on your rankings.
But I know she's going to say something.
But that doesn't matter because you're on the same place as your rankings.
Yeah, but I like the album more than she does, and I can tell.
Yeah, that's But, okay, no, yeah, let's let Victoria start.
Yes. Yes. No, okay. I have the same opinion of the song that I had 2 years ago when me and Anusha were listening to it together, which is the verses and the pre-chorus are so good. They're great. They have such good flow. And then the chorus is just not
it's just a different
it for
song.
Me.
In my opinion, it's a different song. It's like the verse and the pre-chorus, it's like just doesn't feel like it's very together with the chorus. Not lyrically necessarily.
Well, I think that the pre-chorus does lead into the chorus. Like, it's not like it's choppy.
Yeah.
But I just think that with where the, especially with the first verse and the first chorus, where it sets it up before you really know where the song is going, like, it could have gone somewhere else than where the chorus ended up. So, yeah. I like to listen to the everything besides the chorus.
Here's my thing. Like, where else would it have gone? Like, what other direction could it have taken? I think it sets it up really nice. Of course she was sad, but now she's glad she dodged a bullet. And then took a few years to soak up the tears. And then she goes, but look at her now. And then it sets right into the chorus. I think it's fine. I think you guys are just problematic because you don't like that the chorus doesn't really have words.
Yeah. Well, I don't like that the chorus doesn't have words.
I
know,
it's fine. No, I think it's like, literally fine. I think that that it's better that way. And I feel like it makes the pre-chorus more interesting.
That's interesting coming from Sophia, because a lot of the times I hear from her, oh, the chorus just doesn't have words in it.
But I feel like that's the point. Like, here it's the point.
I don't think it's quite for me that the chorus doesn't have words. I just think that the words are
I like this. I'm just saying the
I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying, like,
okay, you know what? I'm going to Look at Her Now defender till I die. Okay. So let's move on.
Let's move on to Lose You to Love Me. This is another song we generally agree on a little more. But I feel like this song is very much a staple of this album and this point in her life.
Yeah, people listened to this song and were like, shots fired, but like also not really, not at all.
Yeah,
like this was totally about her, and if you didn't get that, you missed the point.
The most mellow, if any shots fired, the most mellow shots fired possible. But there were some really, really great lyrics in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, I could go on citing lyrics, but I think that the whole idea of the song, the whole idea of like losing someone else to discover a different part of yourself is a really strong one. And I like the direction that she went with that idea. I like the concept a lot.
Yeah. I also think that, you know, this was like a very interesting play on words, like, I needed to lose you to love me. It was very Selena of her, you know, like, this is like a staple in her discography, and it really just brought out her best elements and kind of showed the public, like, hey, she's back, and you know what I mean? Like, it's a good song, and I feel like she doesn't get enough recognition for being, like, a real, like, hardworking artist. And it kind of, like, when nobody's taking your art seriously, it can kind of make you shy away from what you're doing. And she's talked about that. But I think that people really, like, glossed over Rare. And they shouldn't have.
I agree.
And this song specifically, like, this was a good... Was this the lead single? No, right? Look at Her Now was the lead single.
But they were released very close together. Yeah. So it was kind of like both of them were headlining the album.
Okay, this was a very...
prominent
single, and it did a lot of good things. It got a lot of radio play, and people still like
glossed over it
for what, like, literally for what?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, I can tell you why.
Okay, if you're going to talk about that live performance, don't.
Yeah. Okay, I won't. I think that this song appeals to me personally on the album just because of the way it sounds. It's just a sound that I like to hear from her, and, you know, comparatively to some of the other songs on the album. And I like the, like, orchestral vibes, like, when you get to, like, the chorus where she just says, like, to love a lot.
Yeah.
And it has a nice, like, build up and, like,
and
flow.
The echoey production on the part that Victoria was just talking about is, like, kind of haunting almost, which kind of nails the point down.
Yes. So, all in all, a very strong...
We're going to call it a lead single. we're just going to
lead-ish single.
Lead-ish single.
But let's move on to the next track, which is Ring.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wrapped around my finger like a ring, ring, ring.
This song is so smart, guys.
It is.
It is so big brain.
It is very big brain. I fully agree.
Okay. So first of all, she starts again in the first verse back with the whole Rare concept. I'm one in a billion, baby. Don't you agree? Right? And then she goes on. Obviously, you know I'm aware of that. I'm breaking hearts like a heart attack. First of all, heart attack by One Direction. Just kidding.
Not where I was going with that, like, but okay.
No, okay. Same. Anyway, got him right where the carrot's at. And let me pause right now and tell you, at first I was like, why is this woman talking about carrots? And then I realized she meant, like, carrots as in diamonds, because the chorus is wrapped around my finger like a ring, ring, ring. And she says,
and the way she says it,
so
it's
good.
Like,
ring,
ring, ring, ring. Yeah. Oh,
it's so much fun.
And then the double use of ring.
At the end of the chorus. I do like the W.
So I'll just let it ring, 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 like a phone.
Right.
Too. And then the little, like, triangle tinkly sounds. I love them. They're so good. Ugh, this song is so good. And you can tell that she's really feeling herself as she's singing it.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that she loves this song.
No, I really, like, you can tell them that they're just, like, puppets on a string part. The way she sings it, like throws it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So good. Yeah, and it still, like, fits the album so well. It keeps with the nice, like, vibe that we've gotten from the earlier tracks.
Also, the bridge being circling me, they're just, like, satellites. I love satellites. I love the whole satellite thing in songs.
Do you know?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. What? That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Fascinating. Okay, let's move on to Vulnerable.
Where I like cry about Ring.
Sure.
Love Ring.
Yeah, so this is another track that we all agree on. I think that this song has a lot of good things, like, within it, a lot of different good things. The first thing I thought was that the pre-chorus sounded a lot like Wolves, which was, yes, like, my song it in, like, 2016, same, whatever. Like,
I loved Wolves.
Like, I listened to that song nonstop. So I kind of liked that echo. Sometimes I don't like it when artists reuse, or not reuse, because obviously she didn't, like, fully sample it, but I usually don't like it when, like, one
song
sounds similar to the artist's, another one of the artist's songs, but I really like it in this case. And then, I mean, the chorus just, like, kind of drops in there. Like, yeah. I like the way she says it, and I like the way the title of the song is introduced within mm-hmm. the song. But I think that the melody for me was just the strongest part. That's why it's probably number one for me.
Yeah, I think it's very clear. I like always looking at when you pull up Genius, and it's very easy to tell which songs just have more words than others, and this song has more words than the other songs on this album. Just more lyrics and, you know, more like things to say, more ways to explain what she was trying to say in the verse and the pre-chorus. And then you get to the chorus and it's very simple, right? It's just, I'll say Vulnerable. And then, you know, nice little production in there. And I think that the way that she sets up the concept, like Anisha was talking about, the way she like hints at it, and she's saying, oh, like, if this happens, what would you do about it? But you don't fully get the concept until you get to the chorus, I think the song was structured really well that way.
Okay, I know I didn't talk much about this song, but I just would like to point out, fave lyric ever from this album, I think, is from this song. And when she says, I would tell you all my secrets, wrap your arms around my weakness. That, and there's another lyric that we'll get to later that I really like, but, you know, just to stand out.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to People You Know. I think that my favorite part about the song is the flow. I think it's so satisfying when in the chorus, like, she does the little thing where she, like, breaks up the words and makes each one very, like, plucky, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I like the overuse of the word people.
Yeah. Like, we used to be close, but people can go from people you know to people you don't.
I like that. It's giving
Thank
very
you
much.
For that demonstration.
No, you're welcome. Yeah. It was necessary. It was necessary. I think at first I was kind of like turned off by it having so much people in it, but I really like it now. Don't like people, but you know, it's fine.
No, I like when
people. It doesn't even sound like a real word right now. It's like circling in my head, like people.
People.
Shut up.
People.
Shut up.
And the way it has an O in the
middle of it. People.
Like people.
Shut up.
I like when the use of parallel, like, grammar structures work out well in songs. Because mm-hmm. It's always satisfying when it does. And I think this one was really well done because, as Anisha said, it has such a good flow and just, you know, just there was no like stopping and starting. It was very smooth the way that the chorus was structured. And I also just like, I mean, this concept has been done before, but I like it's not like she,
it's giving Strange a little bit by Celeste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that this song put a nice spin on it. A nice little
pop.
Yeah. Pop. Yeah.
And the harmonies make the chorus so, like, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Yeah, the crunch, like, crunch of it. People can go from people you know to people you don't. But what we know is that there's an ad break coming up.
Don't tell that to Selena. Hey guys, we're back and we are ready to talk about Let Me Get Me.
Yeah. So another like parallel grammatical structure right there.
Let me get
Victoria's like phrase of the episode, I guess.
Yes.
Because no, because she does that a lot. I understand, like, lose you to love me. And then, which is not the same, but like it gives the same vibe.
No, yeah. It does.
Let
it
me
does.
Get me, and when she
and then the people you know,
people you know, all people you don't, all those great things.
Yeah.
I think this one was fun. I think the song was a lot of fun. I think that the song being called "Let Me Get Me" was a good choice.
It was very like
very funky.
Yeah, there. Yeah. I was gonna say it was very funky. The chorus was a lot of fun and different. And I think my favorite part about this was verse 2. Or verse 1 was really good too.
Yeah.
But I like the diving in ferociously, dancing intimately. I like that part a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that like the chorus is like fun because it's like, don't get me down. I won't let me get me. And you think there's like another down coming.
Yeah.
And it's
just
like, ooh. It's like, let me get me. And you think there's going to be like a down and there's just not. But it's like fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely has a very... another word for funky, like funky, but
just fun, honestly. And then when she goes, take that tired heart and go turn it inside out.
I like that.
Like, that's fun. It's very fun of her. The lyrics are very cute, and it's kind of like an effortlessly good vibes. Like, let's get ourselves together and just have fun.
And I like how it like cuts off at certain places. Like, just like Sophia was saying with the I won't let me get me, like that cut off. But then after the second to last chorus, it cuts off just before she says inside out. Like, it just cuts off before the out. And I like that because it's like an abrupt like stop in the music.
I mean,
it's interesting.
It does keep it interesting. It makes it
funky.
No, I was going to say it makes it more interesting again. No, it makes it harder for someone to get bored while listening to it, which is good because I can get bored when listening to songs that are not very interesting or very repetitive.
Okay. So do you think I was going to say this song feels like kind of like the rebirth of Dance Again in the album. Like,
I was
like
going to say that too.
It's the second half of the album and she needed another Dance Again type song to put in, but it's better than Dance Again. So it's like fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Feel so good to dance again.
We're going to move on to Crowded Room now. And it's funny that Sophia brought up the dance again part because I was going to bring up the enunciation of just the very beginning. This is not Demi Lovato slander, but it sounded like a Demi Lovato song.
I agree.
Baby, it's just me.
They yell.
Yes. This is not Demi slander, but it sounded like Demi.
I love Demi's, like, vibe sometimes. But sometimes it's like, what?
Like, the yell was definitely Demi-esque. Look, I'm not going to lie. I was not a big fan of the feature.
Mm-mm, me neither. I don't think it's bad, but it's just like,
I was not a big
why
fan
was
of
it here? You know,
yeah.
It just didn't need to
I feel
be
like
here.
This album could have done very without. Nicely without any features.
I agree.
I strongly agree, which we will get to.
Well, we'll get to the second feature, but I feel like this album was just about herself and being vulnerable and being rare and losing someone else to love herself. And yeah, she's doing a lot of loving herself in this album, which we like. And then she brings two men onto this album.
Yeah, like men. Are you kidding? Men. Like,
we would have tolerated
a woman.
We could have tolerated a woman.
Like, if you put on like some of your friends, like your good friends who sing, I know she's friends with Taylor, she's friends with Camila, like, not that they really fit the vibe of this album,
but
like, you know,
we
just
would
have
understood.
Your friends here,
right?
You know,
it's more like personal. But what is going on with
whatever?
I was gonna say six black
there's no me.
Six black. You gotta
trying to read that. Anyways, what is going on with these men? It's fine. The feature isn't bad. It just doesn't really belong on this album.
Okay.
I personally like the chorus. Baby, it's just me and you, Justice 2 in a crowded room part. And the other parts of the song just... I feel like they're so forgettable. And I think that the concept had promise. I've seen other artists do this concept.
I was going to say that.
Turn out better. It's not terrible. It's not like... I mean, the features still fit sonically. Like, this song still fits the album sonically as well.
It's just not very rare of her to have this feature.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's... And she did that nice little thing where you put the chorus first, like, in the song, which I just don't think it works for a song in this, like, realm of sound.
I don't know. I thought it was fine. I just thought that, like, the chorus is the most interesting part, so of course she started with it to, like,
that's
it,
true.
It's like a little hook. I don't know. I thought it... No, I liked it. I'm not gonna lie. I did like it. I just didn't like the whole feature business being in this album. I have some, like, moral issues with this song, we'll call it.
Okay. Let's move on to Kinda Crazy.
I don't remember if I had an issue with this when we first listened to it.
You did.
Did I?
Definitely.
Because I still have an issue with it.
Not the good kind, baby. Okay, here's what I have to say about it. I think that I didn't have that many issues with it.
Yeah, me neither.
However, I think I didn't have that many different issues with it. I think my main issue with it was, like, okay, this is gonna sound interesting, but I think in the chorus, the words that she chooses to rhyme are, like, overdone rhymes, if that makes sense.
I totally
like,
get that.
Like, using crazy, baby, shady, and lately all in the same, like, section of music.
I think shady's all right, but lately and baby and crazy are, like...
It's, like, always you
I think,
see that.
I think the overuse of baby... Not the overuse of baby, but the fact that baby comes over twice.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of crazy and not the good time... baby. And then she's like, been dodging phone calls lately but still texting me baby, but you just called the person baby, and so why is it different when they call you baby? Like, can we just, like, not have this discussion?
Right?
Like, why is it such a problem?
And I also just think that she's not really the type of artist to say baby a lot, you know?
Well, she kind of is. Like, not in a bad
not
way.
Like as, it's not
there's
like a
not,
trademark
it's not
thing.
Like, just like a filler word, like, but she does use the word baby, like, a good amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just don't
baby, 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 oh.
Baby,
okay, so me personally, I just don't like the chorus.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't listen to the chorus. So that's kind of just me, but, you know, more generally, I just think that this song had less of a flow than some of the other ones. Like, the chorus, the way the chorus is structured within each line, it's kind of just like she's talking. She's like, I think it goes like, I think you're kind of crazy and not the good kind, baby, you know?
I like that.
I don't.
The head nods that are accompanying Victoria's, like, reenactment.
I don't like it.
I don't really like the first verse.
I think it's
that was cute. Kind of out of pocket, but I don't like the first. I don't like things being compared to candy. I'm not
what?
Gonna lie.
I'm sour candy.
It's sweet like candy. Come on,
that's
Nisha.
Not my favorite lyric.
It's not mine either.
Like, she just, like,
sweetener.
Keeps going with the candy.
No, what is why?
Like, sweetener is different.
Yeah, because it's not candy.
It's like coffee sweetener.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean, the song sweetener. Yeah, it's like sweetener. You add to.
Things.
Sweetener to life. That's literally candy. Goodbye.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It is. It's like things can be sweet that are not candy.
Exactly.
But it's fine. The whole point is
she
candy
doesn't get
is
it.
You don't add a packet of sweetener sugar to candy.
Well, that's because candy's already sweet. So adding candy is like adding the sweetener. So, like,
so are you calling sugar candy?
Yes, exactly what I'm doing. Okay, you can literally drink.
Yeah, I was gonna say like pixie sticks. Are you dumb? No, but like that's not the point.
It's not the point, Sophia. Okay, guys. Like, I'm just saying, I don't like the verse that much. Like,
I thought the verse was fine. Words were like licorice to the taste. That's cute.
Yeah, I think that the candy.
But just, slowly, just all the going. Sugar it went to waste.
That was like three lines.
That's true. I can see where you're coming from.
I think it was like kind of. Why did she kind of roast him with? Oh, you started getting funny with no jokes. I was like, whoa.
You started getting funny. It's giving. No, she's not laughing with you.
It's like, we're not laughing with you, sweetheart. We're laughing at you. It gives like the Michael Scott. It's like, Meredith, you slept with so many guys. You're starting to look like one. Boom, roasted. Like,
I love that.
You started getting funny with no jokes. Boom, roasted.
Okay. Before we go off the rails, let's move on to a more fun song.
It's called Fun. Yeah.
You and fun. Loosen up your body. Can you come on?
That's not the first thing I thought of. I thought it was F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. And is for anything. It's all down here in the deep blue sea.
I also thought of Fun, the band. Like,
yeah, that's what I thought of too.
Anyways.
So much fun. I think this song was a little more fun than the last one, but I don't think it's the funnest song on the album, even if it's called Fun. But
I like the pre-chorus a lot.
I like the first verse when she says, "This is just what the doctor ordered,
put a gold star on my disorder."
Yeah, I think it's very nice of her to talk about that. And then, you know, it like brings it down to like a personal level right away.
Okay,
but then I think it's cool, and it's like, you look like fun. Like, I think it's just a good time. Like, it's just groovy. It's not like the most fun
song. It's cute. It's not supposed to be like
deep or anything.
Yeah, it's a cute song.
It's like, oh, I'm going through all of this, and I probably shouldn't.
But it's like a distraction.
You look like fun.
Yeah, it's cute. Like, we're not gonna bash it for being cute.
It did what it needed to do.
Exactly. Okay, so let's talk about Cut You Off. I liked this one, actually.
I did too. It's a little low on my ranking. Still a little bit low.
I had a few issues, like got a chop chop.
Yeah, okay, that I have a lot of issues with. But yeah, I really like the measured tempo of this song. And I've said that like several times in this episode, but I think particularly this song has a good like tempo and pace going for it.
Yeah.
What I have to say about this song is that it has my favorite lyric and my least favorite lyric, and they're placed like in the same place in the song. Not chop chop. I could deal with chop chop, okay? Really? Because in the pre-chorus, she says, "Professionally messing with my trust." I was like, "Oh my god, that is so good." And the next pre-chorus comes around, and I'm ready for it again. And then I get "emotionally messing with my health." Ha.
Okay, I thought the ha was cute. I thought it was cute.
Okay, the ha is fine, but it's emotionally messing with my health. Like, hello. Professionally then, like, messing with my trust.
That makes so much sense. Better. But then you listen to this one, you're like, does that mean?
No, she just wanted another
together.
Like, she just wanted like another
smart lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good when you can listen to a lyric and go, oh, that's smart. And then it's bad when you listen to a lyric and actually have to think about why it works, you know?
Yeah. Anyways. Okay, let's move on to the final track, which definitely should not have been the final track.
Oh my god. Jewel and I literally wanted to die when we listened to this. Wait, this
why isn't Jewel on our podcast yet?
I literally asked her. I was like,
she'd be so funny.
I think we should do a hot takes.
The episode. Comedic relief that we need.
I was talking about, we were listening to the song, I was like, oh, Jewel, this is bad. This is really bad. I was like, let's wait until the chorus. I'm going to listen to the chorus.
She's
and like,
worse.
We're like, and then she's like, just wait until the cutting feature. Like, just wait. Like, he'll fix it. And then we start listening and we're like,
like, that cannot be him.
And
like,
she goes, and then Joel goes, how could he do that? How could he do that to us?
Yeah, how could he?
It's a great question.
Okay. Well, this song has a feature. this song is the closer. Right away, a red flag.
Right, like, a closer has to be strong, like, ending out. And this was such an important album, I think, in her discography. Like, come on, you cannot tell me it ends with this. There has to be more.
This song is not good. And it takes a lot for me to just be like, hey, like, this is a bad song.
Like, she'll usually find something to salvage it. So if she's saying it's not good,
like, this is a bad
it's song. Not good.
Okay, I was listening to this song and I was like, you know what? As a feature, Kid Cudi, like, he can do no
yes,
wrong.
Yes, like, this is update, a good combo. Guys,
he can do wrong, and he did. I feel like everyone has a song with Kid Cudi. Like, why does Haim has a song with Kid Cudi?
That's funny. He's going around, like, collecting them, like, Infinity Stones.
No, literally. I think that, I mean, we discussed it with the earlier feature, but this song just didn't need a feature at all.
It didn't need to exist, but that's just a different problem altogether. Yeah.
I think that the concept isn't bad.
No, it's just not. It's just not executed correctly.
Yeah, it's not executed. I also think it's really funny that on Genius, that for some reason the last part of the chorus is marked as the post-chorus, and all she's saying is "place where I can."
I was just about to bring that up, and then I got distracted. Okay, like. It cuts off at the last line of the chorus is "there must be a sweeter," and then it cuts off, and then it just goes "place where I can." That's the entire pre-chorus. Like, girl, what is going on here?
I don't know. It's just that the song didn't have a good structure.
She could have ended the album with "Rare." Like, that would have been great.
Yeah.
I love it when artists do that.
Yeah, she should have
ended
the album with
"Rare." And it
could have
made sense, because "Rare" is an upbeat song.
It's like
the song of the album.
Right. Yeah.
It's peppy. It's cute. Okay.
And it's the title, right?
Right. It's like the title track. Yeah.
There's so many different ways
this could
have been.
She could have started it with "Lose You to Love Me."
Like, she could have. She could have done that.
She also could have started it with, like,
she could have mixed up the tracks better.
No. She also could have started it with "Look at Her Now," because it's like, hey, like, look, she's back.
Right.
Like, I get why she didn't, and it's kind of good that she didn't. And I like that Rare's the opener, but Rare could have easily been a closer and been a much better closer than what she had.
No, she could have done "Lose You to Love Me" as the opener and "Rare" as the closer. I feel like that would have made sense, because
Lose You to Love Me as the closer.
I agree. Yeah, it could have been the other way around too, but definitely not this song.
And this song just doesn't have, like, again, the concept is fine, but the lyrics just don't have any meaning, and then it's just repeating the same lyrics that don't mean anything over and over again.
Yeah, but it's kind of a shame we had to end it on this note, but because we genuinely like this album. Like,
yeah,
we had a period where some of us were haters.
Some of us.
Right, okay.
We know who some of us are.
But we're back, you know. We're here. We listened to it again. And
we appreciated it more.
And we just appreciate Selena. Like, we love Selena Gomez so much. And
"Feelings on Fire." Guess I'm a bad liar.
Yeah.
I believe that is her best song to date.
It's just so good. Yeah, it's so good. But, yeah, she's just so iconic. And it's kind of crazy that we don't have her on our podcast until this episode. But because she's just such an important part of the music industry. But we had fun recording this, so thank you so much for listening. And if you notice that there's someone we haven't covered yet that we definitely should have by now, you should tell us, because we probably won't figure it out. So definitely reach out to us by DMing us or commenting. Our Instagram is at the Speaking of Music Podcast,
and our TikTok is at Speaking of Music Podcast. So make sure to go follow both of those for all the latest updates, and as always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.